back to First Edition here on WEAA 889. I'm your host, Sean Yoes. In the studio, excuse me, with novelist Stella Adams. She is the author of the book Heavy is the Rain. Stella Adams, welcome to First Edition.
Thank you, Sean. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Okay, so, first of all, your book, you have three copies of it here, autographed. And so for anyone coming in and at $125, I believe, is the number, come in at $125, you will receive an autographed copy of Heavy is the Rain, this outstanding novel by Stella Adams. Stella, tell us about the book. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, the book starts out in 1948. It's really a coming-of-age story about a little girl named Billy Cunningham. Her mother moves her to Baltimore from South Carolina seeking a better life by marrying a much older man. That turns out to be a disaster. Both Billy and her clairvoyant, slightly mysterious grandmother know that something is not going to be right with the marriage. And Billy finds out that it's true. She's subjected to some trauma, and she comes out victorious.
Okay. I'm looking at some of the notes here. The lyrics, "Come Rain or Come Shine." What is that? What's that? Is that a part of the narrative of the book?
The book, because the title is Heavy is the Rain,
right,
there are some songs that are rain-related in the book, because rain usually symbolizes to most people hardship, heartache, sorrow.
And can be clean.
And it can be clean. So it's got both things in the book.
Double entendre.
Yes.
Double meaning. Okay. So when did you decide to write this, and where did the inspiration come from?
Well, I always wanted to write a book, especially. I thought somehow it was a glamorous thing to do.
Glamorous?
I don't know why I thought
that.
Well,
I don't know why either, because I'm a writer. There ain't nothing glamorous,
about it. But I did have a story to tell, and it was something, a taboo subject that most people don't talk about and that we need to talk about.
What's that?
And that's victimization of kids, either abuse, sexual abuse, or molestation.
Right.
And so coupled with the desire to write, I decided to pen Heavy is the Rain.
How long did it take you to do?
It actually took me about 21 months to do.
I thought you were about to say 21 years.
No,
I was about to say,
no.
Lord. But there are stories like that. There are people that literally spend years and years and years on writing books, and because, you know, life is what it is, they have to handle life, and it becomes this ongoing process, this tedious process. But some of the most magnificent works that we've experienced have come out of that long process.
And it takes a while. I mean, a lot of times authors have ideas in the back of their heads and they want to get to it and write it. But as you say, life gets in the way and you don't always do it. I was fortunate to have just the right set of circumstances so that I could write that. I was retired and I was motivated and I had a catalyst. And the catalyst was a creative writing course.
When did the creative writer? Well, I mean, what part of your life did you embark upon this journey, though? I mean, when did you? You said it took 21 months, but when was the seed planted? I guess is the question
the
I'm asking.
Seed was planted in September 2009 when I took a creative writing course. Mm-hmm. And from there, one of the assignments in the class was to write 20 pages about something, and I said, if I'm going to write this book, this 20 pages will be the beginning of that book. Mm. And so that's what I did in September.
The assignment was 20 pages about something. You can go ahead and drink. Go ahead. The assignment was 20 pages about something.
The instructor left it up to the students to come up with whatever they wanted to do. So I chose the beginning of what I thought was going to be a book. Mm. And the best thing about it was, after the class ended, the instructor suggested we form writing groups if we were really serious. And so I formed a writing group of about four people from the class and my youngest son, and that's how I got the book written. We would meet every other month and discuss our progress.
So wait a minute. So this wasn't a collaboration, though, was it?
No, not at all. Okay. Everybody had their own project. Mm-hmm. I was the only one to finish it, though.
But you were the only one who actually came out with a published work.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's outstanding. So what did you do in your previous life before you were an author?
Well, usually the comment that I make is, if I tell you, I'll have to shoot you.
No, I don't want to get shot.
But I worked for NSA for almost 40 years.
right. I was about to say, I mean, I know I'm from West Baltimore, but you know, you're talking about having to shoot me. Wow, that's interesting. Do you know anything about those white blimps that are flying overhead?
Have I can neither confirm
wow.
or deny.
Okay. Now I'm a little nervous for real. Because those things are freaking me out, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah. They should.
They just
probably.
Okay. All right. We are always breaking news on First Edition. And we're delving into an area. See, this has been the subject of I'm not gonna start talking about those blimps. But this has been a subject of discussion amongst me and several of my friends. And we'll just say we're uneasy about them. And you're confirming that we should be uneasy. All right, I'm gonna stop. We're gonna talk about Heavy as the Rain because I don't want the man coming in here. He's already probably listening to what we do.
Well, that's what everybody thinks anyway. I don't know. Can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, stop. You gave us a general description of what Heavy as the Rain is all about. Is part of it semi autobiographical or is this just something that you just totally took that's outside of your realm of reality?
No, I think most people, just like myself, have experienced or know somebody who has experienced the kinds of things I talk about in the book.
Right.
And so I thought it was good to write it. And especially in 1948, where the book starts, that was when people really didn't talk about certain things that went on at home. Right. And I just felt like I needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I know of people who've been in the situation.
Sure. You talk about the fact that this is a creative writing class that kind of sparked you beginning the actual writing process. But can you talk about some of your influences, perhaps literary influences or creative influences?
Well, of course, I love Maya Angelou.
Oh, okay.
And, excuse me, Terry McMillan.
Okay.
And I like Kuntz. I mean, I like to read kind of the spy novels. Why? I don't know.
I know.
And so I read a lot of things. So I can't say that one particular person was an inspiration, but I just love to read. And I think reading and writing go hand in hand.
It's so interesting, though. I mean, I typically when I talk to authors, creative people, they oftentimes have these two seemingly contradictory worlds. I mean, you were someone who worked for NSA for all those years, and then you know, inside of you, there was always this author who wanted to get out. I mean, that's why I think I was kind of alluding to with that question, like actually how long, even though you actually started the process in 2009, I mean, how long do you think that you were thinking about it? Was it something always in the back of your mind that you wanted to do, I guess, is what I'm asking?
It was always in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. But I did write other things. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote for work. You know, I've written poetry. Mm-hmm. I've done plays for church and that kind of thing. So I always wrote, mm-hmm. but not the book. And it was always there in the back of my mind saying one day. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of doing something that most people don't do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about Heavy as the Rain. I mean, and to me, it's a testament, and I say all the time, that, you know, people have dreams, they have visions. I don't like to use the word dream, but they have visions about, you know, what they want their life to be. And for whatever reasons, like I said, life gets in the way or we start to, you know, get a little bit older and we think, that's no good and we can't do it. It's never too late. That is the absolute truth. I know that for a fact from my own experience. It's never too late to fulfill the vision that you may have had for yourself at another time.
Absolutely.
And you're a testament to that. So thank you for coming in. And
my pleasure.
And sharing your story and sharing Heavy as the Rain, a novel by Stella Adams. Again, we're going to give this book away to our those who call in at the $125 level. Excuse me. And it is autographed copy of Heavy as the Rain, a novel by Stella Adams. We're going to go to a pledge break. Stay tuned.